Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
So it's Wednesday and we're very excited. There's a wonderful comedy weekend at the Ivy Gardens coming up this weekend, and the genius Cillian Sunderman is here, comedian extraordinaire with short hair.
I know, yeah. And thank you for saying genius. I slipped him a fiver before he brought me in and I said, please no, say genius.
No, the very first time we met, I kind of fangirled you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got a fright. you were with a female woman mm-hmm. who I assumed was your partner. I'm not, maybe it wasn't, mm-hmm. but I was like, oh my God, I love you. And it's kind of like when you meet somebody that you watch online and you're like, oh, okay. Great to finally meet you.
No,
properly.
It's nice to meet you. Yeah, yeah. No, it's when people come up to you, because I think I'm often seen on people's phones.
That's it.
And it's next to their friends. They just kind of assume I'm one of their friends. So they're very familiar. People come up and go, hey, how are you getting on?
Yeah. Well, that kind of way. Your stuff is very intimate.
It is. Yes, it's very intimate. And genius, as you said earlier,
genius.
As well.
And you've, like, we have to talk about the haircut. Like, mm. it's great. What happened? Why did you cut your hair?
I think maybe midlife crisis. I turned 30 and I was like... I've been a long-haired guy for a long time, and then every once in a while I like to just cut it off.
Yeah, no,
cut
it off. It's good. Because you're heading into a big stretch now, aren't mm-hmm. you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of the Comedy Olympics, mm-hmm. Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, and before that, the Paddy Power. So it's like, it's a lot. It's a lot of comedy. And I think my curls sometimes get in my face and my eyes, and they're important for communication. So I had to get the curtains cut. But yeah, it's a long stretch. So I gotta be fit and healthy.
Yeah, you really do, actually, because Edinburgh is not for the faint-hearted.
No.
It's a rite of passage in comedy terms. Mm-hmm. And it... amazing things can happen out of it. I predict really big things for you. I honestly do.
Thank you.
I know a lot of people who've done Edinburgh over the years, and it is full on. Because you're a salesperson as well.
Yeah. Well, it's a slog. I mean, you have to sell your own show. You're doing one show every single day for an entire month, an hour long show every day for a month in the same room, and it's every day. And you have to try get that room full. You have to go out in the streets with, you know, a little pamphlet that's basically a photo of your own face, and you go up to randomers in the street and say, "Hey, you should come to this show. It's a really great show." But you know, it's very hard to convince them when your face is on the thing. They're like, "Obviously, you're going to say it's good." I'm like, "No, I swear it's good. Look at the 4 stars. Darryl Brain said it's very fun." You know, but it's
Darryl yeah. Brain loves it.
I'm not Darryl Brain, mate.
Who's Darryl Brain? Yeah. How do you feel about doing that? Obviously, you just have to do it. I mean, what I think the younger generation have accepted, because I covered Edinburgh years ago, and I'd go and look at people out with their flyers, and it was almost seen like this shame thing that you have to, oh, just go give me a flyer. Now you accept that that's part of the job. Half the day you get up, which if you drink alcohol, you might be hungover because there's a lot of partying goes on in Edinburgh.
Yes, yes.
And you go out with your flyers and you give out your flyers. It's part of the process.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you see, the issue is when you have a bad show, you usually drown your sorrows. And then when you have a good show, you go, celebrate. Well, it's time to celebrate. So it does become a bit of a drinky festival. But yeah, you have to kind of, you flow with it. You got to go, what am I in this for? You know, am I in it to just have a great time? Like, am I here to hone my skills? Because there's nowhere else in the world where you can do a show every single day.
Yeah.
Like, for an entire month. That's such a great thing to have, and it's just on our doorstep. It's a 15-minute flight over to Edinburgh, so it makes a lot of sense to go and do it, but it is a lot, and you're very tired when you get back.
And so the idea is when you're doing Edinburgh that the momentum will build, word of mouth, then your shows are packed to the rafters by the end. They get so busy they offer to move you to a bigger venue.
That's it, yeah. And it, you know, it's what's nice about it is like it's one of the few places in the world where word of mouth still exists.
Yeah.
People find out from other people. They're like, "Oh, for example, they'd be like, "Cheer, Cillian Sunderman has an incredible show this year," or whatever. You know, you kind of have to.
I like that.
Yeah, you hear from other people. That's where you get the advice.
I just had an idea
things.
For you. So when you have your flyer, right, put a wig on and just say to people, "Have you heard this guy's got an amazing show this year?"
But the thing is, I've just had a haircut. So if I put a wig on, I'm just going to look like myself a month ago,
Okay. that's the end of that brilliant plan. So the show is called This Boy is Cracking Up.
Mm-hmm.
Pray tell.
Well, it's basically about growing up as an Irish German kid, the cultural differences between my mum and my dad, and the hilarity
that
ensued.
Brilliantly. You do brilliantly online.
I think there couldn't be two, cultures more on opposite ends of the sort of polite spectrum than Germans and Irish people. German people so direct, Irish people so like,
sorry.
I mean, if
you're
not, just apologising for merely existing.
I lived in London for years, and I'd say sorry, and people. my English friends go, oh, that's all right. I'm like, it's not an apology. Yeah. It's a euphemism for excuse me. I'm not apologizing.
You sometimes get offended when they go, oh, it's fine. You're like, I wasn't apologizing. In fact, you're English. You should be apologizing to me.
But we do say sorry. Yeah, tell me, I love those differences. Your dad is German, and but your mum's half German, so she's a sensitivity around it.
She has, but she was born and raised in Ireland, so she's still like, you wouldn't be able to notice it off her, but she also has that. Like a lot of the
she
food
wouldn't
that
be
she's,
able to notice it off her.
She's a lot more like apologetic. Yeah, she passes. She has Irish passing. But yeah, the way they are, I guess it's kind of like, what I love now is my dad going back to Germany, because he's lived in Ireland so long now, almost as long as he lived in Germany. So he's become very Irish, and you know, he loves the Gat. Like, this is a great time of the year for him. He's always saying, like, you know, oh, they call him the Gooch Cooper. They don't make players like him anymore. What a player. You know, that kind of thing, which is lovely. So when he goes back to Germany, he almost doesn't get it as well. And he's like, why are they talking, when someone offers you something in Germany, you better say yes. If you say, oh no, I couldn't possibly, they say, okay, fine, and they take it away, you know. So these kinds of things that, you know, he's finally kind of going, oh, maybe.
So you can't do the Mrs. Doyle cup of tea. You will, you will. That dance doesn't happen.
No. If Mrs. Doyle was in Germany, it'd be a very quick show. They wouldn't have been able to make half an hour. Yeah. Do you want a cup of tea? No. Okay, fine.
What are the other little differences you've noticed growing up? Like growing in a three-quarter German household. Mm. Did they speak German to you as a child?
Yeah. I was raised bilingual, so
that's cool.
Yeah, I was raised with both languages, so it's like my Muttersprache. That's a big thing I've also noticed, is that I go to Germany and I speak very good, like almost fluent German. I mean, fluent, strange word, really. I can communicate it perfectly, but I make some errors and you can hear a little bit of an accent in my voice. So when I'll go into a shop and I'll talk to a German person in beautiful, you know, wonderful German, and they will respond to me sometimes in far superior English than my own English. They just don't accept, I don't know, they just hear it, and, you know, they go, oh, I can hear it. I detect a little note of the Anglophone in your German diction. I can also speak a little bit. I have a rudimentary grasp of the English language. And you're like, what is he even? Is that English? I don't know any of those words.
And they're not showing off either, are they? They're just that good at it.
No, and there's a joy. They want to show you, you know, they want to practice with you. But then it's very hard for you to like learn German when people go there. But I have friends who lived in Berlin for 5 years and they came back with like less German than when they left. It's incredible.
Because it's very international there.
Exactly. Yeah.
And English nearly is the first language of Berlin. Isn't it? So would you ever think of doing this? I'm just thinking, would you do the show in German? In Germany?
I think because so many people speak English over there, and then there's so many expats. If I did a show there, I feel like there'd be a load of Irish lads who'd be there, and they'd be like, oh, you know, we're going to see some Irish finally, you know, every day is in German all the time. And then they go see me and I come out and I'm like, wie geht's Leute, heute machen wir ein ganzes Nacht mit irisches Comedy, es ist total fantastic. They're going to be sitting there going, what is he saying? Can you do it in Irish? And I don't speak that Irish,
do you feel more, this is a crazy question, but do you feel more German or Irish? I mean, you're obviously Irish, you're born and bred in Ireland.
Yeah.
But do you feel a bit German as well?
I do, yeah. I think it's strange. I think something happens when you're a teenager, or when you're kind of start hanging out with your mates or something like that. I would have said when I was a kid, because the house was very German, I would have felt maybe more German. But then when you start going off and you meet your friends and you do your own thing, then you kind of become the culture that you're growing up in. And that's kind of what's happened to me. And now, you know, I spent most of my adult life in Ireland as well. So it's, I guess I've become an Irish person, and you know, I think the Germans would reject me.
I doubt it. This weekend, you're working this weekend, the Ivy mm-hmm. Gardens. Yeah, that's Ivy Gardens Comedy. Is that solo or is that with the lads?
I'm doing a few. So I'm doing two shows of my own, solo shows. But the way, you know, Paddy Power works is you get a ticket and you get to see, you know, loads and loads of different comedians. So you kind of
and see as well?
Yeah, I'm going to go see. I mean, it's great because there's loads of acts that aren't, you know, they have international acts. They got Daniel Sloss in, you know, Fern Brady, all these people who you wouldn't get to see normally. So they have loads of big international acts. And then also, I think every single Irish comedian under the sun is also there. So it's loads of different ones. And then on Sunday, I'm doing a show with Young Hot Guys with Tony Cantwell and Shane Daniel Byrne.
Which is your podcast.
Which is the podcast.
Which is going really well.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. It's going great. Two Olympias at the start of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. I don't know. People seem to like us just talking about absolutely nothing.
And do you have to do much prep for that? I know the answer to this, but
absolutely
go on.
Not. No. Sometimes.
Which is its charm.
Sometimes you might, you know, maybe I had the haircut and then I'd see the guys outside the studio and I'd be like pointing at my hand, they're like, save it for the pod, you know?
Yeah.
So we can't really have nice conversations off the podcast because we have to save it for the pod, which is kind of something that happens. But no preparation, just literally chatting with your mates. That's all it is.
No, and it's and two Olympias, as you said, it's going really, really well.
Yeah.
Would there be a temptation then to take, would Now, forgive my non-comedic industry experience. Would you ever be invited to bring the podcast to the Edinburgh Festival, the three of you?
Yeah, I think that's probably something we'd have to think of doing. I mean, I think Keep It Tight are going over. Emma and Deirdre O'Kane are bringing it over. So I think that is something we're thinking of doing. We'd love to bring it over to like Australia or whatever. Because we look at the lists of listeners, obviously it's a lot of expats. We did a show in London there.
I saw that. Yeah,
and it was great. And we were like, well, you know, we make this podcast in little old Ireland. We didn't know so many English people would love our comedy. By the way, is anyone here Irish? The entire crowd just... it's like that, you know, there's just lots of Irish everywhere. So we'd like to go and visit them. And
exploit the diaspora.
Yes, exploit the diaspora. That's the main aim of the mission statement.
Do you feel weird without the guys now? Obviously, you started solo. Mm-hmm. I followed your career very closely because you kind of broke into my consciousness during lockdown, right? Yeah. You started doing loads of stuff then, didn't mm-hmm. you?
That was kind of it. Yeah, for me, I kind of started then. So I had to kind of go from online onto stage, which is a different path.
How
I
was
think.
That?
It was great. Yeah, it was funny because I had... usually when people start stand-up, they start in like these open mic nights where no one knows them and they can test out things and then get better and get better. Whereas I started with, you know, there were some people who knew me already and they were shown to the shows to see me, which, you know, was a benefit because there's a lot of people there who already like your humor. So they know that they're going to like you and they're usually quite a friendly audience. So it was kind of a nice stepping stone into it. But then there is also the flip side where I'm like, I'm so much better then. This is my fourth Paddy Power Ivy Gardens Festival. So I'm like so much better now. And I look at my older ones and I'm like, I could have been better this way. I'm more open. I'm more expressive now. So
you're having your midlife crisis.
Yes,
at 30.
Exactly. Yeah. My hair's better. I've been doing the kettlebell. You know, I'm fasting. It's incredible.
So actually, because I want to make sure we get all your gigs in. So the show this weekend at the Ivy Gardens, is it a taste of the boys cracking up? Are you doing that?
No, it's going to be a comedy set. So it's a load of different things.
Okay.
It's a 20-minute club set that I'm doing. Gorgeous. But it starts tomorrow. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's like hundreds of shows going on. I'm doing one on 4:30 on Saturday, then I think 9:30 on Saturday, and then at the exact same time, unfortunately, as the All-Ireland final on Sunday at 4:30. So
make
we'll
that
see.
Your whole set. Do a Robbie Williams on it. Stop the whole thing.
I know.
That's what Robbie Williams did, didn't he? To put the final on. So a lot of Irish people I know, they go and they go to Edinburgh. So when is Edinburgh happening?
Edinburgh, I'm starting on the 30th of July and I'm running all the way to the 21st of August, every single day at 5:30 at Bristow Square. That's where I'll be. Tell everyone, because as I said, it's word of mouth. So just tell, if you have a cool cousin who's over in Glasgow or Edinburgh, just tell him to come to my show.
And of course the podcast, people can get the... Three Hot Guys, isn't it?
It's Young Hot Guys. Yeah.
I find it difficult to say the word young. It makes
you're
me
not the only one.
Young Hot Guys podcast, get your podcast ready. Best of luck with everything and let us know how you get on. Come back and talk to us, Killian, when you come back.
Thanks so much, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Let's take a break.